This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
An on-the-run killer's been shot dead by law enforcement in Texas, say authorities. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Gonzalo Lopez had been on the run since May 12th when he escaped a prison bus by stabbing its driver. He was thought to be hiding near Centerville, Texas, when authorities received a call from someone concerned about not hearing from a relative. Officers went to the family's cabin and found the bodies of one adult and four minors. Gone was their pickup truck.
Law enforcement shot it out with Lopez in Jordanton, Texas, killing him. President Biden says mass shootings have turned schools, supermarkets, and other everyday places into killing fields. He's pleading with Congress to toughen gun laws.
The president says there's no time to wait.
Enough, enough, enough.
But on Capitol Hill, the gulf was clear. Madeline Dean and Democrats urged the GOP to move.
Where is the outrage?
Matt Gaetz and Republicans pushed back.
Perhaps outrage isn't the most responsible and pensive way to write a bill.
The House Judiciary Committee advanced the guns package in a largely symbolic move as a bipartisan Senate group works on a compromise guns bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House Judiciary Committee gun bill would raise the age for buying a semi-automatic rifle to 21. The European Union has just formally approved an embargo on Russian oil to punish it for its war in Ukraine. The National Weather Service says the first tropical system of the Atlantic hurricane season is expected to affect South Florida today and into the weekend. Heavy rainfall and flooding possible. Britain's royal family is attending a church service today honoring Queen Elizabeth 70 years on the throne, though she's skipping the service because it's more difficult for her to get around now at the age of 96. This is AP News. Kids under five may soon be able to get COVID shots. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Biden administration says that children under five may be able to get their first COVID-19 vaccination doses as soon as June 21st if federal regulators authorize shots for the age group as expected. White House COVID-19 coordinator Ashish Jha says the last remaining ineligible age group to get shots will receive them only after the Food and Drug Administration's outside panel of advisors meets on June 14th and 15th to evaluate the Pfizer and Moderna shots for younger kids. Shipments to doctors' offices and pediatric care facilities would begin soon after FDA authorization, with the first shots possible the following week. Shaw says he's aware of the frustrations of the parents of young children.
At the end of the day, we all want to move fast, but we want to get it right.
Norman Hall, Washington.
The Dow gained 435 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.